Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for February 28th, 2024. What we're going to talk about today is there's not a lot of economic data coming in just today. Now, tomorrow's a different story. So what I thought I would explain to you guys today is how mortgage rates function based on national debt, inflation, and everything else. So this plays a huge role in trying to figure out where mortgage rates are going right now, next week, and in the future. So if you're interested in that, please stay tuned. So let's get over to what we do on a daily basis. We go over where mortgage rates are and why are they going up once again. So these are the top six programs people use when they're buying their first house. The criteria behind this is it's not my rates. These aren't Bank of America rates. These aren't Citibank rates. These are actually a national average. So what Mortgage News Daily does on a daily basis is they survey lenders all over the country and ask them these five questions. The five questions are, if you had somebody buying their first house, it was going to be their primary home and it was a single family home, those three things. And also, these people have a 780 credit score and they're putting down 25%. If that's not you, don't worry. You don't need to put down 25%. You don't need a 780 credit score. So please join us today at 2:30 Eastern time. We're having a live event to answer all the questions that you have based on how much money do you really need down, what your credit score is looking like, if you really want to buy a house in 2024, and so much more. Without further ado, let's get over to today's video. So what I thought I'd show you guys today is how the national debt plays a big role in mortgage rates. Okay, so right now the markets are getting hammered. What are they getting hammered for? What are they waiting on? Right here, Dow falls for a third straight day, loses more than 200 points as traders await fresh data this week. So what is that data that they're looking for? So let's get over to the economic calendar and break this down. So today we have the GDP numbers that came out. They were basically in line to what was expected. Previous reading was right over through here. The last GDP report came out at 4.9% growth in our economy, expected to come in at 3.3, just a little bit lower than this, and actually came in at 3.2. So let's say it hit the number. Okay, but what we have tomorrow is this, inflation numbers. PCE, this is the number one inflation factor that the Federal Reserve watches. So tomorrow is basically, it's a Fed frenzy day. Okay, what do I mean by that? Well, the Federal Reserve was created for two mandates. One was job growth. They want basically the economy at full employment or whatever they deem as full employment. The second thing is price stability, aka inflation. Well, look at tomorrow's reports. We have the inflation front right here, the PCE. And then we have also a jobs report, or let's say a jobless claims report. So this gives us a bead on where the economy is, specifically what the Federal Reserve is looking at. Okay, so we're full of information the rest of the week. Today is kind of humdrum. So let's get over to where mortgage, what's affecting the markets right now. So here's what I want to explain to you guys. Why and how the national debt does play a big role in mortgage rates. And this is one area that I missed the ball because I didn't think that the U.S. would fund basically the whole world at this point and student loan forgiveness and all this other stuff. And before you kind of bash me, let's go over one thing right here. The national debt, okay? This is how much the government is spending, $6.13 trillion, okay? Here's how much they bring in, 4.4. So that means we don't even have enough to cover our spending. So you and I would go to a credit card to get the difference right through here. But what do? It's a deficit. So they issue bonds, okay? Why is that important? Well, there's a multitude of bonds you can buy as an investor. So let's get over through here. Right through here, this is a bond, a mortgage-backed security bond. Over here is a treasury bond. This is how the government funds itself when it doesn't have enough money. So these are competing for investors. So if you're an investor, okay, basically let's look at it this way. If you're an investor and you want to invest your money, you have a multitude of bonds to choose from, okay? You can have government bonds, agency bonds, which those are mortgage bonds. Then you have treasuries, agencies, opportunity risk, yield income, callable bonds, and the whole mix. So what happens is when the government is issuing bond after bond after bond because they don't have enough money, they don't have enough revenue to cover the expenses, it's throwing a bunch of bonds into the market. Well, what's now competing against? So now as an investor, I'm going to look and say, okay, where's my best yield at the lowest risk? Because that's what most people buy bonds for, is low risk. Okay, so I have, like I said in the last chart here, there's multitudes of bonds you can choose from. Just on this screen, we have two bonds alone. Again, mortgage bonds and treasury bonds. This right here, the yield on the treasury bond, 4.3, the peak at this thing. This thing is teetering at 4.31. If it exceeds 4.31, you're going to probably see another rally with rates going up. So there's a ceiling. We want there to be a ceiling right here on this. Okay. The MBS market is basically flat right now. So let me explain this. If you're an investor and you're seeking the highest yield with the lowest risk, you have all these bonds to choose from. Well, what happens though is when you have way too much of something in the market, it's going to drive down the prices because you have too much of something. So you have too many cars, you have too many houses for sale like we did in 2008 to 2010. It drives down the prices. Well, what happens with bonds, especially mortgage bonds, when the prices go down because there's way too many bonds in the market right now, it means rates are going to go up. Well, where I missed it is I didn't think the government would be spending and spending and spending like drunken sailors like they've been over the last year or two, because again, you can, that's validated right through here. So again, this is where I complain a lot of times, where we're giving money. We're talking billions and billions and billions. We just sent, I think there was just a package of $160 billion over to the Middle East. Yes, it's needed, but guys, we don't have the money. Okay, student loan forgiveness. That's one area I hate to say it, guys, and you, a lot of people might be get ticked off at me because of this, but it's costing about, it's supposed to cost like $400 to $600 billion in student loan relief. Well, the colleges are getting paid, students are getting their education. Why are we the taxpayers having to add to this debt? So that's my concerns. So that's actually what's going on right now with rates, on top of the fear of inflation, and top of the fear of the economy going into recession and everything else. It's basically, if you want to break this down in its fundamentals, it's supply and demand. There's way too much supply in bonds, and the demand is I'll say, dismal at this time. And that is one of the catalysts that's making interest rates go so high in this environment that we're having right now. So it's not just, you know, okay, the central banks are doing this. It's a combination of inflation, jobs report, national debt, oil prices. Like last night, yesterday on my way in the morning, gas prices were $3.35 here in Chicago. On my way home, I was talking to my brother, and I look over and I'm like, it's $3.85. They went up 50 cents from when I came in the morning to when I left last night. So that's also a concern that we have, because the higher our fuel and energy prices, well, it's going to catalyst all the way down to everything we buy and eat and use at home because of gasoline prices or fuel prices for manufacturers. So that's our report for today. So what am I expecting right now? Well, the economic data tomorrow is the day. Tomorrow's the day that's going to catalyst a whole bunch of rate cuts or rate increases over the next, you know, couple weeks. And because this inflation number is the number one factor that the Federal Reserve monitors. So please stay tuned tomorrow to see where these numbers come in. I'm expecting them to, you know, I hope that they get into the mid twos. You'll see a huge rally and you'll see mortgage rates come down and you'll see the stock market go up. But if this number comes in bad, saying inflation has spiked, you're going to see a reversal. You're going to see the stock market plummet and interest rates take a pop up. So I'm looking to lock in all of our borrowers today because I want to caution ourselves from that. But if the numbers come in tomorrow favorably and mortgage rates plummet, I can always take your loan and relock us with another lender to capture that lower interest rate. So hopefully today wasn't too confusing. If you want to really tie the bow on all this stuff to figure out, you know, the data, or you want to ask some specific questions on your own and get answers to those, please join us today at 2 o'clock or 2:30 Eastern time. We're going to have a live event. I'll see Graves and myself to answer any and all the questions that you have at this time. So let's break everything down right now. Where are mortgage rates? They ticked up just a little bit yesterday on really no data out there. What's happening today? Well, you have the mortgage-backed securities market completely flat. You have the Dow Jones, like I said, it's down almost 200 points. This will probably settle in today. We'll probably have the Dow Jones, you know, probably maybe down 50, 60 points by the end of the day. Same with the NASDAQ. Not a lot of news coming in here. Tomorrow's going to be a huge day. So without further ado, let's get over to it. So my name is Dan Friel. I'm a mortgage advisor licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I would love to help you navigate the environment if you're looking to buy a house in 2024. If you're looking to buy a house, maybe refinance, pull out some cash, or maybe even refinance because you close at a rate at 8%. If you're looking for a reverse mortgage, I'd love to help you in any of these areas. So what you need to do is to reach out to us to get some assistance. There's three ways to do this. One, Click the Apply Now button. What it's going to do is it's going to ask you a series of questions. It's going to have you pre-fill in just a short little application. And then it's going to schedule you a consultation call with me or one of my mortgage advisors to go over any and all the questions that you have. Pretty simple process. But if you're like, Dan, I really need to get this moving right now. Can I call you guys or can I email you? Absolutely, you can. So when you're at therateupdate.com, you're going to scroll down all the way to the bottom of the page and you're going to see this. It's going to be our 800 number as well as my email address. 800 number is 844-775-LOAN. That's 844-775-5626. Or you can email me at dan@therateupdate.com. So thanks so much for watching today, guys. If you would, just please join us at our live event this afternoon at 2:30 Eastern Time. Hope to see you there. Take care. God bless. Have a fantastic day.